Let's go from real estate to another troubled industry, autos. General Motors is struggling to complete a restructuring plan, and it's sending out notices this week to more than 2,000 GM dealerships that it wants to shut down. Minority dealers are especially worried that GM's efforts could wipe out years of progress. Here's Sarah Hewlett of Michigan Radio.
I'm standing in front of the service department at Michael Chevrolet in Chesterfield, Michigan. That's outside Detroit. I'm looking out across a sea of unsold cars in the lot and no customers. Michael Johnson is the owner of this dealership, and he got his start through GM's Minority Dealer Development Program.
When I first got into the business, there were probably 110, 115 African-American General Motor dealers, and today we are down to 40.
Johnson's office looks out onto the showroom floor. The desks where salespeople used to sit are mostly empty. Johnson has cut his staff by half in the last year. He says while his business problems are shared by others, minority car dealers expect the worst as the company decides which dealerships get the axe. GM is looking at factors including customer satisfaction, sales, and location. Desmond Roberts is a car dealer in the Chicago area who heads the National Association of Minority Automobile Dealers. He says those criteria could doom most minority car dealerships.
Minority dealers came to the party late. We had the worst opportunities in the worst locations.
But some industry observers say with GM on the brink of bankruptcy, it's in no position to keep any underperforming dealerships open. Eric Merkel is an independent auto analyst.
Do minority dealers have something to worry about? Some probably do, but some are performing very well. And if you look at some of the rural dealerships, they're going to have problems. So it's really got to be based on performance metrics.
GM spokeswoman Susan Garantakis says the company plans to cut 2,600 dealerships by the end of 2010. That's about 40%. She says GM's assessment is colorblind, that it's making decisions regardless of who owns a dealership.
When a dealer raises their hand to become a GM dealer, there are some clear expectations that are outlined in their sales and service agreements. That applies for all groups of dealers.
Okay, so we have $1,000 down.
Correct, $1,000 down.
Okay, and then the rebates are $3,000.
Back at Michael Chevrolet, a salesman is trying to work out financing for a customer who wants to buy a new Chevy Trailblazer. It's one more sale that will help owner Michael Johnson clear his 8-month vehicle backlog. Johnson credits GM with helping him get his start as a dealer 20 years ago and says it would be a shame if this latest round of restructuring erased GM's progress in attracting minority dealers.
I think that there's got to be some kind of a special effort to help preserve those of us that are left.
Michael Johnson says even if he does make the list of dealers that get to remain open, he's worried about having enough cash to keep his business afloat. He says the next step will be getting the banks to loan dealerships the money they'll need if GM goes into bankruptcy. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Hewlett.